This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Defense Department says the U.S. military conducted airstrikes Sunday against what it says were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops and Iraq. Kirby also says that the U.S. military, under the direction of U.S. President Joe Biden, targeted three operational and weapons storage facilities, two in Syria, one in Iraq. He is describing the airstrikes as defensive, saying that they were launched in response to an ongoing series of attacks by Iran-backed groups targeting U.S. interests in Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Prime Minister, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met in Rome on Sunday as their new governments look to turn the page on former President Donald Trump and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose close alliance aggravated partisan divisions within both parties and countries. Now, with Mr. Trump sidelined in Florida and Netanyahu leading the opposition, President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett are focusing on pragmatic diplomacy rather than dramatic initiatives that risk fomenting opposition at home or distracting from other priorities. Pyongyang residents express worry over North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un becoming thinner at recent public activities. Earlier this month, KRT also released video of Kim attending a party meeting that showed him looking visibly thinner compared to footage said to be from about 4 months ago.